Learning Today is sponsored in memory of David Avram and Chia Kahas. The fifth Mako of Dever, is a Mako where all of a sudden the entire livestock of Egypt was destroyed in one shot. So what's interesting is that the psukim, as they tell us what happened, tell us the following. Vayas Hashem asa davar zami macharat. God made this happen the next day after the warning. Vayomas kol miknei Mitzrayim miknei Yisrael b'nei Yisrael lo mitachad. All the Egyptian livestock had died, and not one died from the Jewish livestock. And then right after it says in Pasuk Zayin, Veshlach Paro v'nei lo miknei Yisrael ad echad. Paro wants to see, is that in fact what happened? So he sends out his messengers and says, go see what happened to the Jewish livestock. And he goes out and looks at the Jewish animals, and it says that lo meit b'nei Yisrael ad echad, none died at all. So that's, you know, Paro finds that out. Vaychbad lev Paro v'lo shilach et ha'am. Paro gets stubborn, and he does not send out the people. So the question is, why is it that Paro got stubborn at this point in time? One would think that that's the exact opposite. By seeing this as such an incredible miracle, Paro would be like, whoa, how is that possible? So perhaps one possibility is an answer that's given by in the name of Rav Avram Abish. He says the following. He says what Paro realized was, okay, so nobody lost anything from the Jewish people, and therefore I'll just go take all of that, and that will replenish the stock that's missing from my own. The Gra, though, suggests another interpretation. He says, if you look carefully at the first Pasuk, Pasuk Vav versus Pasuk Zayin, the first one says, Lomeit Echad. The second one says, Lomeit Mimiknei Yisrael Ad Echad. There is a difference. Why does the Torah change from Echad to Ad Echad? So Ad Echad shows up two more times in Tanakh. We have by Kriyas Yamsuf, we have Ad Echad, that nobody survived from the Egyptian army, Ad Echad, until one. And we also have by Sisra, when he fights the Jewish people, in the times of Devorah, that his army is routed, and it also tells us, Lo Nishar Ad Echad, only one was left. But what's the difference between Ad Echad and Echad? So a beautiful explanation given by the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, is that Ad Echad means that one did in fact survive. Who survived by Kriyas Yamsuf? Paro survived. Who survived by the story of Sisra? Perhaps Sisra himself. Somebody survived. Why? Because somebody has to go home and tell the story to say, look at the miracle that God has done. What's the deal here? What's the Ad Echad? Says the Vilna Gaon. There was one Jew who did actually lose cattle. Who is that Jew? He was perceived as a Jew by everyone, except really his mother, Shlomis Bas Divri, had fathered this child, perhaps unknowingly, with an Egyptian man. And pre-Matan Torah, the status of a child was based on the father. So this kid, this Jew, was who? He was an Egyptian, but he was perceived to be a Jewish person. And therefore, he's the Ad Echad. He lost some of his cattle. So what happens? When Paro sees that one Jew lost something, he looks and says, you see, this is not a miracle. This is by chance. It just happens to be that a lot of Egyptians lost and yet a Jew did. That's the amazing characteristic that God allows people to do. God says, go for it. I'm going to give you an opportunity to believe that it's chance. I'm going to give you an opportunity to believe that it's not my miracles. And you have to decide on your own what it is. That one little inkling of doubt is what gives Paro the ability to have the opportunity to believe that it's not God, but it's chance. And when he does that, he says, this is no miracle. And once he realizes it's not, once he perceives it as not a miracle, he says, it's no big deal. That, says the Vilna Gaon, is the difference of Ad Echad. And that's what allows Paro the opportunity to have free will and choose for himself to believe or not.